I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. A new coalition of federal and state agencies and local governments, the Eastern Sierra Mussel Prevention Collective, announced today that it will establish 2 watercraft inspection and decontamination stations over Labor Day weekend. This pilot project is a proactive effort to protect the region's pristine lakes and rivers from the rapidly spreading threat of aquatic invasive species, including the recently detected golden mussel. The Eastern Sierra Mussel Prevention Collective is a joint effort between the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the U.S. Forest Service, Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and the Southern California Edison, Mono County, and Inyo County. The 2 WID stations will operate over the busy holiday weekend to intercept boaters and other watercraft users traveling into the Eastern Sierra. The stations will be located at Mono Basin Visitor Center in Levining and at Diaz Lake, just south of Lone Pine. The schedule for the stations will be as follows: Friday, August 29th, Monday, September 1st, through that time period, that is, guys, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The goal of this pilot program is to develop a framework and test logistics for WID stations in 2026, and not only these 2 locations, but possibly others. Of course, the primary goal and purpose of this initiative is to prevent the spread of golden mussels and other AIS. Well, you probably, if you haven't known by now, this is the week that the Tri-County Fair begins. It begins on Thursday at 4 p.m. and goes through Sunday. But to just point out, Bishop Lyons will be serving hot dogs, hamburgers, and cheeseburgers and semi-world-famous corn dogs this week at the Tri-County Fair. Hours Thursday and Friday, 3 p.m. to close. Saturday and Sunday will be 11 a.m. to close. Beverages and candy will also be available and served by the Friendly Lions at the front window of the Lions food booth near the main arena entrance. The Bishop Lyons, thank you for your support, which goes to academic scholarships, grants and aid, athletic team support, students and adult vision screening, and numerous other community programs. We'll take a minute and head on out to our Facebook page, Sierra Wave Media, or head on over to sierrawave.net. William Brown wrote a piece for us called "One More Chance to Smile. The bloom may be brief, but the memory of its beauty will last a lifetime." This is Do Zantamata. What is a superbloom? Superblooms happen right here in the Owens Valley, the Death Valley Superblooms. Oh, you're just going to have to go read it for yourself. William Brown, author, thank you again for your submissions. We definitely enjoy having you as one of our writers. Now to some sad news. Delilah Irene Brunson, also known as Lila, a devoted wife, loving mother, and faithful servant of the Lord, passed away peacefully at home on Monday, August 18, 2025, surrounded by family. She was 83 years old. Lila's unwavering faith, gentle spirit, and nurturing heart were one of the foundations of her family. Her love for the Lord was evident in every part of her life, and she leaves behind a legacy of grace, strength, and kindness that will continue to inspire generations. She is survived by her husband of 66 years, Thomas Tom Lee Brunson, and their children, Tammy Rauer, husband John, Holly Molinex, husband Larry, Thomas Brunson Jr., wife Kim, Heidi Eldridge, husband Chris, and Heather King, husband Brian. She was a proud grandmother to 19 grandchildren, 34 great-grandchildren, 3 more on the way, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Celebration of Lila's life will be held at her home on Saturday, September 20th at 1 p.m., in lieu of flowers, the family asked that donations be made in her memory to the Hospice of the Owens Valley or the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. 2 Timothy 4:7, she fought the good fight. She finished the race. She kept the faith. I was personally proud to know Lila. Truly a wonderful person and will be deeply missed. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you news. For more news, go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media, which we definitely have more news there than anywhere else. Remember, for nearly 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.